Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Who are you?
My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Well, I've got a charge on my checking account here, $59.89, for a vacuum cleaner, some kind of vacuum cleaner the woman told me that I ordered, and I did not order this. I want my $60 back. I didn't order this.
And just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
William J. Achant. He is in Bill, A-C-H-A-N-T is in Tom, 22 Woodside, One Word Avenue, Leominster, Mass, 01453.
Thank you. And I see that you have had an account with our meal plan. It's an app that focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy. And it does show that you did a survey for a Dyson vacuum on April 21st.
I've got four vacuums. I don't need another one. I want my $60 back.
Yes, sir. You did a survey for this vacuum. The survey could have came from Walmart, Amazon, Costco, AT&T.
What?
That's where the survey came from.
I don't know anything about this. I want my $60
back. Could you verify your email address? Could you verify your email address, please?
What do you want?
Your email.
wbashon30@gmail.com.
Okay, sir. So the name, the shipping address, and your email address all matches to this account.
What did you say? Something about an account?
Your name, the email address, and the shipping address all matches to this account. Now, I want you to be aware that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall doing any surveys for a Dyson vacuum.
I did not, no. I don't
know
how.
So we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner couldn't be penalized. I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you want to ask your family members or anybody else in the house if they could have placed this order.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I just want my $60 back. That's all.
Okay, sir. Would you like to move forward with the fraud investigation?
What do you mean, fraud? I mean, how did this happen?
You did a survey.
I don't remember any survey, nothing.
And this was on April 21st.
I don't know what's going on here.
Okay, so would you like to move forward with the fraud investigation? We will get it sent over to your police, your local police department, so they can verify the IP address.
I don't want to get involved with police. Okay, I don't need that kind of aggravation.
Okay, sir, so the account has been canceled, and this will prevent all future card charges.
Forget it. How many times do I have to say forget it?
Mr. Williams,
what is wrong with you?
The account has been canceled, and this will prevent all future charges. Now, as a courtesy, what I will go ahead and do is issue you a $55 refund, and you should see it back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, fine. All right.
I have your
Thank
cancellation
you.
Number. Just let me know when you're ready.
Oh, wait a minute. Go ahead. Give me the number. Hello?
C as in Charlie?
Yeah.
9206.
I can't understand you.
9206.
92 what?
06.
Okay, I'm going to read it back. Charlie, 9206.
Correct. 07.
Yeah.
104.
10. Oh, my goodness. All right, I got 07. What's the rest of it?
1 1 0
yeah, 0
4
4
correct.
Okay. 104, that's it?
Correct. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No, no.
Okay, and thank you.
I'm about ready to take my computer and throw it in the rubbish. There's so many, so much stuff going on in this world. It's incredible. I'm retired, 80 years old. And I look at my checking account. There's a charge here for $60. Yeah, all right. Are we all set?
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Minute.